Om Shanti. Let's look at the subject of the Divine, the Supreme, Param Atma, God, whatever name you use. But let's look at it in a little bit more depth. And again, these are ideas that I share with you on the basis of the teachings of Raj Yoga from the Brahma Kumaris. But I also want to say that these things that I had to understand deeply and experiment with before I could say, yes, this is what it is. So the same for you also. Treat it absolutely as an experiment and keep it open. Keep your minds and hearts open and see what you understand, what you feel, what you experience. So we spoke about God, the Supreme Being, as a point of light for the one who has within that point the ocean of all positive attributes. But it's also important to know that this being has a name and this being has an abode. The name of this being that we like to use is the word Shiva. So Shiva, Jehovah, very similar. But Shiva means three things. It means the benefactor, the one who only has benevolence and nothing else at all. It also means the seed, that which is the origin, that from which creation emerges. And so the source, the seed, the source of all positive attributes. And then thirdly, it also means the point. And I know that in certain cultures, when they put a full stop, a dot, they call it Shiv. So three translations of this word Shiva. But the form, absolutely like that of every other soul. Just a point. But a vast difference in the qualities. And today, in the worlds of nanotechnology, we're not surprised that a point can hold so much love and information and wisdom and truth and peace and purity, all of that. In the physical dimension, we've been able to get to nanotechnology. And so in the subtle, the spiritual dimension, of course, the Supreme Being exists as that source of all positive attributes. If I want to connect with Shiva, the source, the point, I need to first of all come into that awareness of soul consciousness, spiritual awareness of who I am. Then I need to visualize this point of light or think about this point of light. But I need a background. Where is this point of light? Is it everywhere, all around, omnipresent? Well, if that being who is God are present in everything, everywhere, we would see no sorrow, we would see no violence, we would see none of the things that are going on in today's world. What we would see would be the peace, the beauty, the truth, the love, the purity, and so on. And we're not seeing that. And so to me, it doesn't make sense that we should say that God is present in everything, everywhere. In fact, from scriptures, we hear that God is up above. And in Gita, it talks about God being beyond the elements of this physical dimension, beyond the light of the subtle dimension in the supreme abode. That is the home, the residence of the divine. We call it the land of silence. We call it the world of light, the Brahma element, the eternal light. We call it our home because it's not just God's home. We're the children of God. And so it's our home too. All of us live there in the supreme region. And so to meditate, soul conscious, then God conscious, then let your mind go to that place of infinite light where there are no walls. And this is your home and the home of God. But of course, we left our home a long time ago to come and experience life on this planet. But God's in his home forever. And yes, God intervenes in human affairs from time to time. But basically, God is in that home, the land of silence, the land of peace. It's also the land of purity, because it is unchangeable. Just as God's qualities are constant, consistent, and can never run dry, can never run out, which is why we use the analogy of the ocean, but the home is also stable and eternal, not with the changes that keep happening in the physical dimension all the time, but a place of total silence. So not even a vibration of anything else. That is God's home. So when I think about God, I need to take my mind up above. It's like if you have a receiver, but you need to be able to tune it to the right frequency so that you're able to connect with the receiver. Then you get the transmission. There are two of us. I'm here and I don't have the frequency number. I may have a receiver, but I don't have the frequency. And you do. You'll be saying, isn't this wonderful? And you've got your earbuds in your ears and you're saying, this is wonderful music, and I'm trying and I'm getting nothing. I may even be trying several other frequencies, but I'm still getting nothing. It's not what I want, because I haven't practiced soul consciousness. And so soul consciousness allows the intellect and the mind to tune in to God. And so having this information and practicing all this information means that you can tune in to the right frequency. And yes, for sure, then you'll experience God's love, God's light, the might, the beauty, the truth. Everything will be available for you. One of the reasons why we haven't been able to have this experience that we've wanted of God's presence and God's relationship is because we didn't know where to look. And so we couldn't find God, not in the pilgrimage places, not in the temples, not in the churches, not in the mosques. Where is he? She. It's both. God is a being of light. And so we use the word he because the relationship with God as Father is a very powerful one. But God is also the mother. And so he and she. But the home is up above, that world of silence, which is eternal. When I connect with God, yes, let me think of the attributes of God, however many, 99, maybe more. Think about all the experiences that it's possible to have with God, not just the regular traditional ones, but think about God as the laundryman, the one who comes to wash the dirty clothes. Think of God as the gardener, coming to change you from a thorn into a flower. A jeweler, the one who's able to transform that which is gross into that which is divine. An alchemist who's able to transform a rough stone and make it into gold and even beyond a diamond. So many different things that you can experiment with. But in particular, I would recommend you try 5 different relationships with the divine. And the first, the mother. The one who's able to give you unconditional love. I may have ignored God. I may have defamed God. I may have rejected God. But God does not reject me. God still opens up love and embraces me. If I choose to return to God, God is there waiting for me. Unconditional love, non-judgmental love, the love of the mother that doesn't see the dusty nature of the child and the clothes, but just picks up the child and then cleans the child to make the child more comfortable and well. And so the mother who cleanses me with her love, the mother who empowers me with her love, makes me aware that there are things I need to do in life that I did not even imagine were possible for myself, to allow my own highest potential to emerge, and also to be able to inspire others to do the same. The Father who has a property, an inheritance to give to me. God is not physical. God is a subtle being of light. So God does not give me physical land and physical houses, but what God does give me is a very special property that everyone in the world is now looking for: happiness. God fills the soul with great happiness. The Father gives me his property, his inheritance. And it's not later on, after decades, but it's right now. It's possible to experience that immediately. Let me take that happiness from the divine and fill myself so that I can be content and share that happiness with others too. God, my teacher, the ocean of knowledge has unlimited knowledge to give me. We are exposed to a lot of information, but most of it is not useful. It's overload at the moment. And so, let me understand what is it that I need to retain and what I need to throw away, and give space within my awareness for that which is useful. So filter out whatever isn't useful and keep the knowledge that is useful. And then practice that knowledge in your life. And as I practice following the path of knowledge, I realize it's giving me wisdom. And then from wisdom, I can move forward and touch the truth. The next: God is my guide, my guru, the Satguru, the one who can lead me to my destination. And my destination is my home, liberation, but also my destination is liberation in life, heaven. Strange concepts for some maybe, but mukti, jivan mukti, liberation and liberation in life. These are the gifts that wait for us, for every individual, when we follow the teachings, the instructions of the Satguru, of the guide. The guide wants to take me there, but my mind wants to go here, then it's my choice. But if I choose to follow God's instructions, then the Satguru leads me to salvation, leads me to heaven, and it's not a heaven that's for a few. Heaven is a whole world, and we can all experience it and prepare ourselves for it, but we need to prepare. So the Satguru gives me teachings and instructions to be able to uplift me, and through that I'm able to move further beyond the physical dimension to liberation. God is also my friend. Try talking to God through the day. Rather than lifting your device and calling a human being, can I talk to God inside? Don't need a phone. I can just have pure thoughts of love and the conversation, the dialogue with God can begin. And in that state, yes, I'll be able to experience the closeness, the companionship, the friendship of the one who can be with me constantly. And so experiment with that and experience God in all the different forms. Let's have a few minutes in which we take this up as our next experiment. And I hope you're continuing with all the other experiments we've been suggesting. But let's take this up now. I return to the awareness of the soul. And in this awareness, I connect with the divine. Being of light, the origin, the seed, the source of all attributes. God, my mother, welcomes me with love, and I find myself surrounded by waves and waves of love. The love embraces me. I'm surrounded by this pure love. This love protects me. Feeling the warmth, the security, the care, and the empowerment from the mother. I decide to move to the father. And the father accepts me with love. And the Father fills me with great, great happiness. The Father inspires happiness in my heart. This is the moment I had been waiting for, to have a glimpse and an experience of the divine. Surrounded by love, filled with eternal happiness, and now, I think of God as my teacher. From the ocean of knowledge, I learn about myself, I learn about God, God taught me the things that I had no idea about. God revealed Himself to me so that I understand who He is and what it is He does. My teacher has been explaining so many amazing secrets that my intellect has really opened. The teacher explains to me about the dimensions beyond the physical. have no idea. My teacher prepares me to live a good life based on high levels on principles that are eternal. I come to the Sadhguru. The Sadhguru shows me how to prepare for the world beyond, for liberation, for salvation. My friend offers company, companionship, friendship. In the presence of the Divine, I am empowered, I am filled, and my treasure store is complete. And these vibrations reach out. Om Shanti.